Welcome to another episode of the Back Row Redskins Show. I am your host, Manny, and I am excited. I am still living on that high from that Sunday win by the Washington football team versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Man, we were able to come out smashing these guys, came out there with 8 sacks, and we had Carson Wentz on his back. We had this guy saying, spinal, man. We had a game. Our defensive line is just awesome. Our defensive line is just so versatile. And we have so many other guys that didn't really get to play. So just imagine what we can do if this defense keeps playing like this. I mean, are we talking playoffs? Playoffs? Well, you play to win the game, right? You don't play just to play it. Well, anyways, man, I got a great episode for you guys this week. We're going to be dissecting what the Arizona Cardinals like to do. That's who we're going to be playing next. So I'm excited because the Arizona Cardinals, I will consider them as a high prolific offense or a dynamic offense. Yes, we played Carson Wentz, who cannot scramble when he's rushed. But this time we're playing Kyler Murray. And when you rush, two things that the Arizona Cardinals like to do. Number one is quick passes. They get these quick passes out, and then their guys start to run. Or, besides the quick passes, you got the screen passes. And then you got Kyler Murray, who can take off at the snap of a finger. So Kyler Murray had a career high 91 rushing yards last week versus the 49ers. Now, the 49ers are who we're trying to become. Their defensive line is just as good as ours. But with the loss of DeForest Buckner, I think that our defensive line is actually better. But they drafted Kinlaw. But we're not going to get into all that. But what we're going to say is, so Kyler Murray had 230 yards, okay, passing the ball. He had 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He was sacked 2 times. So as good as the 49ers are, they only sacked him 2 times. That's crazy. Now, he did rush for 91 yards, like I said, off of 13 attempts. So maybe they were rushing him, and then he took off. I watched the highlights. I didn't get to watch the game. I watched red zone. I seen some touchdowns in the red zone, but I didn't really get to fully see the game to really know what the Arizona Cardinals like to do. But here's the thing. Kenyon Drake, that's their big free agent that they signed. They, transition tagged them or whatever. So they want to see if Kenyon Drake can be that franchise running back. But then you also have Chase Edmonds. He's a guy that we really, really, really got to look out for because he's very dynamic in the passing game. This guy was targeted 5 times in the passing game and caught 3 receptions. So this guy is going to be tough cover. He's going to be a tough cover for guys like KPL or Holcomb or whoever that's guarding him. Our linebackers are really going to have to be quick on their feet because Chase Edmonds is going to be a game changer. The Cardinals do have Dan Arnold at tight end, but he doesn't scare anybody. But like I said, they do like to throw the ball quick. So look for guys like Dan Arnold. Look for guys like Chase Edmonds. Look for guys like Larry Fitzgerald, who can still play. And then don't forget Christian Kirk. So I'm saying that it might look like the Cardinals offense is not, like the big names or the big stars, but I'm forgetting a name. The guy that I'm forgetting to mention is DeAndre Hopkins. This guy just landed in Arizona because of the stupid GM on the Houston Texans. He pretty much gave DeAndre Hopkins away. Here is what DeAndre Hopkins did in his first game with the Cardinals. He was targeted 16 times. He caught 14 balls for 151 yards. No touchdown. He had a touchdown that was taken away. What I am saying is DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best possession receivers in the league. He's not a guy that is going to beat you deep or, do some kind of dynamic route that gets him open deep. This guy, he does catch some deep passes, but if you watch him, he's kind of like a Ocho Cinco, a guy that's great with his feet. He uses his feet to get open. So DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a huge cover. And like I said, you cannot forget Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald is their slot receiver, but he might as well be a tight end. He's just that good, and he's a great blocker. So things that we got to watch out for is Larry Fitzgerald blocking and in the passing game, DeAndre Hopkins just being one of the best wide receivers in the league. I think he's top three in the league. So, hey, Moreland, Fuller's healthy, and he's ready to go. Fuller's got to be on DeAndre Hopkins. If we're paying you to be our top corner, then you got to guard the top guys. It's as simple as that. And then Moreau. So we're going to need our top three corners to really, really put in the work this week. Well, you can say top four. We have our top four guys that we're going to need. I mean, our safeties are going to have to, like, step it up. The good thing about the Cardinals is Troy Aikpe is not going to struggle like he did in the last game because these guys do not throw the ball deep necessarily. Outside of Christian Kirk, they do not have a deep threat. So in a way, that's good. Maybe this is a game that Aikpe excels without getting burnt deep or things of that nature. Then we're going to need Landon Collins in the middle. I need him knocking people out. I need him knocking out guys like Hopkins and Fitzgerald. The middle of the field is going to be open. And then you need a spy on Kyler Murray. It's just so much that needs to go right for us to win this game. Our defense is really, really good. I really believe that our corners, as bad as our corners are better than the corners for the San Francisco 49ers. Why do I say that? Richard Sherman was their best corner last year. He's hurt. Okay? And I don't even know if he got hurt during the game or how much of the game that he played. But if you remove Richard Sherman from a corner group that wasn't already that good, I mean, I'm just saying. So what I'm saying is our pass rushers are going to have to get to Kyler Murray often. Even if it's not sacks, we need to create a lot of pressure. When you create pressure, if you've seen the interception that Kyler Murray threw, I can see that happening for us. And for us to win this game, we're going to have to keep Kyler Murray to the same kind of stats he had passing-wise. Keep him under 250 yards passing. Keep him under two touchdowns passing the ball. And then in terms of running the ball, we just got to get lucky. We just got to get lucky in Kyler Murray's runs. Let's just try to contain him. Let's see if he can only get 50 yards rushing. Let's hope that he doesn't get a rushing score. The good thing about our pass rushers are we have two of the fastest guys playing D end. Okay? You have a guy like Sweat and a guy like Young. These guys can actually get to Kyler Murray. So I'm really, really looking forward to this. There was a rumor, I don't know if this is true, that Chase Young wanted to sack Kyler Murray. I don't know if it was true or not. I don't know. But I heard somewhere that that Chase Young wants to, you know, get after Kyler Murray, and he feels like he can chase down Kyler Murray. I believe that Chase Young can do it. So I'm looking forward to that. Our guys are going to have to come with the heat and the passion. We're going to have to play like we've never played before. I say this to say, if we come out gun blazing on defense and shut these guys down, which is going to be a tough task, if we can win this game and go 2-0, I really like our chances against the Cleveland Browns. But I'm not going to look ahead. This week is about the Arizona Cardinals and what we need to do to win. Now, when we take a look at the Arizona Cardinals defense, Buda Baker led them in tackles last week with 15. The guy is all over the field. He can hit. He can cover. He's just one of those great talent at safety. Then you have the guy in Chandler Jones. Chandler Jones is a sack monster. Like, he can get 15 sacks in a season like it's nothing. So how do we contain Isaiah Simmons is going to be a factor as well, but he didn't have much of a big game in his first game, but he's still a guy that can be used all over the field. I mean, he's going to be covering guys like Logan Thomas, who's one of our big weapons on our offense that's lacking a lot of talent. It's crazy to say that Logan Thomas is like our second option outside of Terry McLaurin. I mean, he was targeted eight times, but Chandler Jones is going to be going against Jerron Christian, and I'm worried. Sadiq Charles has been working out. He's getting ready. He's healthy. Ron Rivera said that he's competing So we'll see if Sadiq Charles comes in and takes that job. Now, I don't think that Sadiq Charles is going to start this week. I believe that he should. Maybe he starts off with Jerron Christian. And if Jerron Christian starts to stink it up, then guess what? He's out of there. And then Sadiq Charles goes in the game. That's what I'm hoping that happens. I need Charles out there. He's our best left tackle on the team. Do you guys agree with me? Let me know. Let's talk about it. Okay? So Chandler Jones is going to be a tough cover. We're going to need to double team him. Then Wes Martin did not play well at the left guard position. And these boys can play. Okay? This is not a team to play with. They have so many weapons on that defensive line. People look at the Cardinals and think that they're not a good defense. And then another thing is our offense is not good. So if our offense is not good, what makes us think that we just going to just go out there and just score at will? The key to this game is Antonio Gibson. Antonio Gibson has to be a guy that goes out there and perform. We're going to need a rushing game. We're not going to get away with what we did last week. We were able to get turnovers and turn those into points. If we can get turnovers this game, that'll be great. But we can't even bank on turnovers. If Kyler Murray is running and just moving all over the place and doing quick passes, it's going to be hard for him to get interceptions or to throw interceptions. So we're going to need Antonio Gibson, Peyton Barber, J.D. McKissick. We need these three guys. Between these three guys, we're going to need 150 yards rushing. That's the key number, 150 yards rushing. And we're going to need at least two rushing scores. Now, let's get on over to Dwayne Haskins. So you've played your first game of 2020 as a starter. You've had a full offseason, even though that the corona stuff kind of messed up the offseason. But he's picking up the playbook each and every game. Some of the things that I did not like was the option that we were running last game. I didn't like the option at all. It might be able to work on the Cardinals, but the option, just kill that. Because when he pitched it back to J.D. McKissick, he almost fumbled. I mean, that was almost a fumble. So for me, I want to see Terry McLaurin do his thing. I know he's going against Patrick Peterson. I don't care. I need Terry McLaurin to have at least 14 targets this game. If you target him 14 times, I can almost guarantee you he'll catch at least 10 of them. He's just that good. But we got to utilize him. We can't just have talent out there and we're not utilizing it. I understand that the pass rush is going to be crazy. Maybe run some two tight end sets to where you have two tight ends to help out Jerron Christian. And then you're running, you know, Terry McLaurin and maybe a back out the backfield. I don't know. Get creative, Scott Turner. I want to see the offense get better. I'm not saying that the offense is just going to just magically just turn it on. But at the same time, you have to look at who you're playing and then know how you can utilize their skill sets. You got to get Terry McLaurin the ball. I don't care if Patrick Peterson is on him. They have Patrick Peterson. We have Terry McLaurin. And the guy can play. The guy is a star. He's a superstar. And you got to scheme him into this game. You got to get him involved. If Terry McLaurin sets the table, guess what? Then a double team comes. Then it opens up for Sims, who I love how we're using Sims. We're using him in the screen game, and he's going to be instrumental. But I want to see Sims go across the middle more. Besides those screens, it's so predictable. You got to use him across the middle. Use him kind of like how we did last year. You know, use him on a jet sweep. Use him in a, you know, I mean, we got to get creative. We got to get creative, you know. We didn't pass for nothing. I mean, what, like 170 yards last week? That's not good enough. What did we rush for? I mean, we are dead last in passing and rushing. Like I said, the turnovers saved us, that we had a short field. Maybe that's the reason why the offense didn't look necessarily good in the second half, but we got to do better. We got to do more. We got to do more. Guys that really need to step up is that left side of the line. That left side of the line did not look good at all. And I'm worried because Chandler Jones is going to bring the heat. And one thing we have to do is take care of the ball. We were plus three in takeaways, in the turnover ratio or whatever. So we got to keep that up. If we cannot turn over the ball, which is going to be very hard to do, but let's say that we do not turn over the ball, and we rush for 150 yards and we pass for, let's just say, 200 yards. That's 350 yards worth of offense. And I'm counting Dwayne Wade. Well, he needs to bring that Dwayne Wade fire. I'm counting Dwayne Haskins for, let's just say, 200 yards and one passing touchdown. Okay? And out of that 200 yards, Terry has to get at least 100 of those. And that touchdown is going to Terry. So if Terry gets that touchdown, Dwayne gets his 200 yards, and we combine for 250 yards rushing and two scores, it's 21 points, right? Then let's hope we get a couple of field goals. 27. That's the magic number. If we can get 27 points, regardless of what the Cardinals do on offense, we have a legit shot to win this game. I don't know if we're going to stop these guys from scoring. I see a possibility where, now let me say this, our rush defense is great. I don't think that many teams are going to be able to run on us. The problem is going to be passing on us. But we do get a test this week. We're going to be playing Kenyon Drake. The Eagles were a bad example for what an NFL team looks like because we played a line that was decimated. That's number one. Then we played a quarterback that's not mobile. That's number two. Then we played a team that had literally no wide receivers. That's number three. But we played a team that had the best tight end combo in the league. So you gotta kind of take it with a grain of salt. Like you gotta like try to see what you wanna look at. Yes, we did play the Eagles. They are a good team, and they have overcome adversity like this before. So it's like, are we better than what we thought we were? Are the Eagles trash? So all these answers are going to be answered on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. Nah, all these answers are going to be answered on the next game versus the Arizona Cardinals. So what I'm looking at is, how do we defend a guy like Kyler Murray? What do we do for DeAndre Hopkins? Is Buda Baker going to be a big time factor? How is Isaiah Simmons going to play? I have so many questions. Is Christian Kirk going to be a factor this game? I don't think he caught a pass last game. I don't even know if he played in the game. I'm not sure. So Christian Kirk is a guy that we got to watch out for. He's good. Larry Fitzgerald, he shows up when you count him out. DeAndre Hopkins is just a beast. So, look. The Arizona Cardinals, this is our first test. The first test was the Eagles. I have to credit us with that win. We earned it, okay? But at the same time, I hope that we just don't think that we're just going to just, run over these guys in terms of, like, getting 8 sacks again. I'm not saying that we can get 8 sacks again, but I'm saying this is a quarterback that can escape being sacked. So we literally have to come out guns blazing on both sides of the ball. And I believe that Ron Rivera is going to make some halftime adjustments if he needs to. And that means benching Wes Martin if he's not doing his thing. And that means benching Jerron Christian. Throw Lucas in there. Like, we got to be able to protect our quarterback. We got to give Dwayne Haskins more than 2 seconds to throw the ball. If you're not protecting him, even with him going in shotgun, it still doesn't help. So I'm excited for this game. Let's see what happens. My prediction is, my hope is 27 points. We get to 27 points, we possibly win this game. If we can keep these guys to 20 points, I think we have a great chance of winning this game. We got to keep we have to keep these guys to 20 points or under. And I guarantee you we'll have a great, great, great chance of winning this game. If Terry McLaurin does what Terry McLaurin does, if Dwayne Haskins does what we know Dwayne Haskins can do, man, it's going to be a beautiful Sunday. Then we can celebrate again on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. So, guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for all the love that you guys show me. Be sure to share this podcast with every single Redskins fans that you know. We're going to keep this thing going. We're going to do a post-game show right after the game on Sunday, and it'll be ready for you guys on Monday to listen and enjoy. And hopefully I get on that podcast, and I'm screaming, saying, what a win, what a win, what a win. Washington football wins. But Let's just continue to just grind out. This season has started out with a bang, and let's ride that momentum. I hope that Chase Young has another awesome game. I hope that Kerrigan gets more sacks. Who knows what the stats look like come this game, but I'm excited. And also, one thing that I did forget to mention is if we get a big play on special teams, meaning a punt return or a kickoff return, or a defense puts us in a position to score, or we get a defensive a touchdown, then you might as well just say that we win the game. If we get a special teams play, like a block punt or a block kick or something big on special teams, and a defensive score, we win this game. Hope you guys are staying safe. I love you guys. I'm out.